We welcome into the show and on the WayForward.com hotline our old friend midfielder for Atlanta United, Jeff Lorenowitz, who joins us this morning. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. Jeff, I got to ask before we get into this soccer talk, did you get a chance to make it to the parade in Philadelphia?
Oh, my whole family went. A lot of my friends went, but I did not get to go back. We were in Orlando for preseason.
Speaking of preseason, going into your second season here in Atlanta, how different is it getting ready for this season as opposed to last year?
Well, I don't think the preparation is much different. It's just the feeling in the camp is a bit different. You know, everybody knows what to expect now. Going into last year, there were a lot of unknowns and what it was going to feel like, what everything, how it was all going to come together. But, you know, not a lot has changed for us, and we know what the season brings, so we're just getting ready for it to get going.
Well, you certainly were, I think, had to be pleasantly surprised by two things last season. Number one, the incredible outpouring of fan support for you, Jeff Lorenowitz. And number two, quite frankly, the success of the team.
No, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the biggest unknowns, right? I mean, as professionals, you're wondering, okay, is this even going to go well? You know, can we live up to it? Can we do our part? But the fans were always there, which was the incredible thing. And I think it just drove us on. You know, I think our play was exciting, the fans were exciting, and we all just fed off of each other, and that's what made it so special.
Jeff Lorenowitz joining John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta United against Houston Dynamo Saturday. Our coverage begins with the pregame show at 3. The kick is at 3:30. This is the opener for the team, and then the home opener is not going to be for another 8 days till March 11 when they take on DC United and Yamil Assad. And we'll talk about that next week. But going into this opening game, Jeff, what do you see of the new players? Because so much has been said about this 18-year-old kid, Barco, and about Nagbe coming over as an all-star from Portland. You have Nagbe in the middle. You have Barco up front. What do you see from these two newcomers?
Well, they're both very good offensive players. Barco is obviously a little more offensive than Darlington is. But, you know, they really just drive the team forward. I think that one thing that made us really exciting last year was the ability to score goals and do it quickly. And I think that these guys add to that, you know. Obviously, you mentioned Yamil. We lose Yamil up front. But Barco's, he's an incredibly good, shifty, good little player, very fast coming in on the left side. And then Darlington's kind of the guy that connects the back to the front. He's always moving, trying to find angles to find passes into guys like Joseph and Miguel to create goals. So I think they really maybe even make us more potent offensively.
You know, knowing the success that you had last year, do you feel like, right now, that going into the season, there's a little bit more pressure on this team to perform since you had such a great season last year?
Yeah, there's no question. I think even last year, it was like we were playing with house money, you know? The excitement was there. Everybody was happy that the team existed. So any sort of success seemed like, you know, something to enjoy. And the fact that we did so well just made everybody that much more happy. But I think this year it's true. The expectations are so high. The house money is gone, and we've got to perform for real. I think that everybody's expecting certain things out of us. Obviously, the money we've spent, the things we've done in the past. I think equaling last year might not be enough. I think we'll have to exceed what we did last year and push on even further.
You know, I know that you watch a lot of film, and you know you grade yourself and critique yourself. What are some of the things that you worked on in this offseason to improve your game?
Well, at my age, I think it's just about staying healthy. You know, you kind of get to a point, you know this, Hugh, but you kind of get to a point where you just want to make sure that you're going into the next season feeling as good as possible. So It's just about weightlifting, weight training, fitness training, so that when you step on the field, your body feels good. Because a lot of the soccer stuff comes second nature at this point, but making sure you feel good from, you know, your head to your toes is the most important thing.
Jeff Lorenowitz, midfielder for Atlanta United with John and Hugh on the WadeFord.com hotline. Jeff, you know, being an American, we all know that we're all disappointed by what happened with the American squad in the World Cup. But you have the next generation. You talk about being your age. You got a guy that's half your age that's in, you know, when we're talking about Andrew Carlton, kid from Powder Springs, what do you see of him? I mean, you see, we know about Pulisic. I mean, but what Andrew Carlton, he's part of that next wave. Is he, at his age, almost ready?
I think he's getting there for sure. I mean, the talent is unquestionable. The kid can play. I mean, he's doing things at 16, 17 years old that you know, 1% of this country, 1% of 1% of this country can't do. So he's top talent. The question is whether he's able to push himself. And I think that once he begins to get first team minutes, once he begins to get a taste of real first team soccer, I think that he's gonna have to improve, and he's gonna have to do it every day. You know, we've all seen guys that are good at a certain age, and you know, and then where do they go in their career? I think Andrew has everything it takes to be very, very good and to be like a Christian Pulisic and to be the next generation for our national team. The question is just, you know, once he gets in there, whether he's able to push himself. And I think, you know, what I see every day out of him is definitely a desire to do that. It's just going to be about getting those opportunities.
Jeff, it's going to be fascinating with the season coming up. USL 2 playing over in Ikure Field in Gwinnett. See how, with the reception, we expect that reception is going to be large for that team as well. And so it's going to be a great year ahead. And so we're looking forward to it. Thanks for taking a few minutes.
Always good to talk to you guys. Thanks a lot.